The latest from our newsletter at podnews.net. There are more than 700,000 podcasts, but only 15% of them are making money. That's according to Podcorn, a new self-service platform which has launched today. The product has a good ancestor. It's been built by the founders of FameBit. That was a service which allowed YouTubers to connect with brands. Google thought it was so good, they bought it. Is it time to look at additional extensions to RSS? In an episode of The New Media Show, Blueberry's Todd Cochran and Libsyn's Rob Greenley say they're working on some new namespaces to allow podcast apps to link to things like transcripts or podcast guests, and they're asking for contributors. Extensions to RSS namespaces don't break existing feeds. Apple TV Plus has a new show about true crime podcasts. Podtrac have published a top 20 new podcasts of 2019 list, which, like all Podtrac lists, are US-centric and opt-in. Wondery has 8 titles in the top 20. iHeartRadio has 5. The Sony Music podcast team has been announced in a memo that we've seen. Emily Rasek is Senior Vice President of Business Development and Operations Podcasting. She joins from Entercom and CBS Radio. Spreaker have refreshed their podcast categories 4 months after Apple Podcasts did so. And Amazon's Alexa voice assistant now has the capability to sound excited.
I'm playing a single hand in what looks like a losing game.
And disappointed.
I'm playing a single hand in what looks like a losing game.
And in Advice Today, what's a strong podcast intro? Ours is only 8 words long, but Jenna Horn writes about the 10 key elements for your intro. And we also link to how to use commercial music in your podcasts. And in Podcasts Today, Boomtown takes us to Texas, where roughnecks and billionaire wildcatters, whatever they are fueling a boom so big it's reshaping our climate, our economy, and our geopolitics. And there's plenty more in our newsletter at podnews.net. We'll be right back.